This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded the establishment of the National Turmeric Board. In a social media post, the Prime Minister called the establishment of the board a matter of immense joy, particularly for the country's hard-working turmeric farmers. He underscored that this board will ensure better opportunities for innovation, global promotion and value addition in the turmeric production. The Prime Minister added that it will strengthen the supply chains, benefiting both farmers and consumers alike. Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal today virtually inaugurated the National Turmeric Board in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched Mission Mausam to make the country weather-ready and climate-smart nation. The Prime Minister launched the mission during the celebrations of the 158th Foundation Day of India Meteorological Department IMD at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi.
पिछले 10 वर्षों में आईएमडी के इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर और टेक्नोलॉजी का अभूतपूर्व विस्तार हुआ है। इससे मौसम विभाग की विश्वसनीयता भी पहले से कहीं ज्यादा बढ़ी है। भविष्य में भारत मौसम की हर परिस्थिति के लिए तैयार रहे, भारत एक क्लाइमेट स्मार्ट राष्ट्र बने, इसके लिए हमने मिशन मौसम भी लॉन्च किया है। मिशन मौसम सस्टेनेबल फ्यूचर और फ्यूचर रेडीनेस को लेकर भारत की प्रतिबद्धता का भी प्रतीक है।
Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the launch of Mission Mausam is a symbol of the country's commitment towards a sustainable future and future readiness. He praised the IMD's 150-year journey, describing it as a glorious chapter of modern science and technology in the country. The Prime Minister said IMD has not only served millions of Indians, but has also become a symbol of India's scientific progress. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that Jammu and Kashmir is incomplete without POK, and the people in POK are facing discrimination on the basis of religion. Addressing the ex-servicemen rally organized by Army in Akhnoor area on the outskirts of Jammu today, Mr. Singh said they know that there are active launching pads in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, POK, but the government will take action at the right time. He praised the sacrifices of Army soldiers, emphasizing the role in safeguarding the nation against terrorism. The Defence Minister also hoisted a 180-foot national flag and inaugurated a heritage museum in Akhnoor. India has strongly taken up the matter of the death of an Indian national in Russia with the Russian authorities in Moscow and the Russian embassy in New Delhi. Minister of External Affairs has reiterated the demand for the early discharge of the remaining Indian nationals recruited to serve in the Russian army. In a statement today, the ministry expressed grief over the death of an Indian national from Kerala who had apparently been recruited to serve in the Russian army. The MEA also informed that another Indian national from Kerala has been injured and is receiving treatment in a hospital in Moscow. The festival of Makar Sankranti, Pongal, Bihu and Uttarayan have been celebrated with great traditional fervour across the country today. The festivals are celebrated to mark the auspicious occasion of Sun moving into the zodiac sign of Capricorn. Over 3.5 crore devotees and pilgrims today took a holy dip at the Triveni Sangam in Mahakumbh in Prayagraj on the festival of Makar Sankranti. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the devotees who took part in the first Amrit Snan. Sharing glimpses of the Mahakumbh, Mr. Modi said, "Mahakumbh is through reflection of devotion and spirituality." The government's cutting-edge Bhashini platform is providing multilingual accessibility to the devotees and pilgrims visiting Mahakumbh in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh. The Minister of Electronics and Information Technologies, Bhashini platform, is offering real-time translation and voice-enabled assistance in 11 languages. In badminton, ace Indian shuttler PV Sindhu made a winning return to the court as she defeated Chinese Taipei's Shuo Un Sung in straight games in the India Open 2025. Sindhu got the better of Sung in a round of 32 clash in the tournament at the Indira Gandhi Sports Complex in New Delhi today. In the men's singles event, Kiran George knocked out world number 25, Yushi Tanaka in a hard-fought opening round match of the BWF Super 750 tournament. George emerged victorious after a thrilling contest, winning 21-19, 14-21, 27-25 in an hour and 11 minutes. And that is the end of this news bulletin.